mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number two on this 24th edition, this Monday, 2005. We're talking to Jimmy Walter. He ran full-page ads in major magazines and newspapers around the country, exposing the fact that Saddam didn't have any weapons of mass destruction and was against Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. He then spent over $3 million running TV, radio, and print ads, exposing government complicity and prior knowledge in 9/11. And now he's helping fund lawsuits in New York for the firefighters and the citizens and the police. Major publications like The New Scientist have done studies, CT scans, CAT scan scans of the lungs. They're full of asbestos and mercury and concrete dust. And now they're going to blow up another one of the big buildings and demolish it down there. You saw the clouds, ladies and gentlemen, and they told the firefighters, as the government's own report, don't wear breathing apparatus the first few days because we don't want to scare people. And I can't believe some of them actually follow those orders. But we got on air and said, don't send your money to the Red Cross that steals it, which they were caught doing, of course. Send your money to these local charities. Mail them a respirator. Mail them masks. And we did that. Of course, that's because we're evil. If you truly support the police and military, you just don't really support them, and you just say you support the president. That's part of the new double think. Jimmy Walter, continuing with this.
Thank you, Alex. But they can't dodge this health issue bullet because the real EPA inspectors, before they fired them all, have the results. They warned them. Dr. Kate Jenkins called the people up, say, you can't do this. And it wasn't just for a couple of days afterwards, Alex. This stuff stayed in the air for months.
Well, it's still there. It
exactly.
Still smells weird there. Giant piles, just thousands of tons of all this garbage on top of buildings, in the streets, blowing around forever.
Highly pulverized, super fine, so it floats and it lingers, and it's got radioactive isotopes in it, mercury in it, lead, asbestos, vanadium. Who else knows what else was in those buildings?
We're talking about masses of asbestos.
Right, but the news item here is that the Deutsche Bank building has not yet been destroyed, and we really need to mount a campaign, especially the people in the neighborhood in New York City down there, because they're going to be poisoned again.
Now, I don't have a map of the buildings in front of me. I know Bankers Trust was right next to the South Tower, and they're going to leave that. Which one is the Deutsche Bank?
Well, I really don't have it on the map, but I can certainly get it for you in a few minutes, and I'll be working as we talk, in fact.
That's another building full of all this stuff.
Right, but if you go to our website, and then you click on the link down there for the World Trade Center Environmental Organization, or just WTCEO.org. They have all the details on what's happening with the Deutsche Bank.
What would the proper procedure have been?
Well, first of all, the proper procedure would be to seal the whole building from the outside, go in there with huge contained vacuum cleaners where the exhaust air is, you know, triple filtered.
This is what they do in asbestos removal.
Well, I don't even know all the things, but this isn't just asbestos. Normally, asbestos is a fibrous type thing that sucks up. This thing is a super fine powder that's mixed up and reacted with all sorts of nasty stuff.
And they knew about this, but then when it came time to give money to the people for their treatment, the government blocked that.
Of course. Bush promises, leaves, and never delivers, unless it's a bomb, of course. The Deutsche Bank building is at 130 Liberty Street in Lower Manhattan. I'm reading off the thing now. If you go to her site, you can find it easily.
Yeah, Liberty Street's there on the south side.
Right. So it's 130 Liberty Street. I'll be getting it for you on the thing here. So it's not far at all.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we'll go to your calls, Mark and Ron and Jason and Eric and others here in just a few minutes. Thanks for holding. Down to the second segment of this January 24th, 2005 Monday edition. We're talking to Jimmy Walter, multimillionaire Jimmy Walter, battles Bush administration, helps Ground Zero workers, sues feds for falsifying air quality reports. People are dying because the White House and Giuliani lied. New Ground Zero, breaking news, lawsuit accuses EPA of misleading public about levels of dangerous contaminants released in the air. After destruction of Twin Towers, plaintiffs said they were sent back to work without proper protective gear, which results in exposure to asbestos, PCBs, benzene, and other known carcinogens like mercury, lead, you name it. Now, the buildings, they were all coated with asbestos, the steel beams, the insulation, because it's a great insulator. It's also very deadly. Little microscopic hooks that go into your lungs, just horrible. Now, I mean, if asbestos is bad for you if it's all sealed up, little microscopic amounts getting loose. Those buildings were pulverized. You saw that white dust cover much of lower Manhattan and even blow across into the Bronx. Satellite photos of it, I mean, that stuff went over 60 miles. Just incredible. And Bush ordered the head of the EPA at the time to falsify the reports. That was in the news then, as I'll repeat again. The new scientist just came out with a report. They did scans of the lungs. They're scientists, they're doctors, of the firefighters and others, full, I mean, just laden with this stuff. People dead and dying from it. I have United Press International here in front of me. Ground Zero cleanup crews develop the cough, the WTC cough. The workers who were there, the cleanup crews, all of it. And actually, in my upcoming film, I spend a couple minutes on this and show all these news articles. So lately, I've been back at it, studying this one piece of the larger puzzle. But Jimmy makes the point that this is something, just like you go after Al Capone for income tax instead of murder, you get them on what you can get them for. But I want to just say to all the people out there listening, folks, it is an admitted fact that they knew what was happening, and they ordered the firefighters and others, don't wear breathing masks because this will scare the public. This is insane. This shows what the globalists really think of you. It's like depleted uranium in Iraq. They used three times as much this go-around as they did in 1991. We've had the guy who wrote the book for the Pentagon, Dr. Doug Rocky, on many times. The Pentagon's own training manual say, this will kill you. This is deadly. But they send our troops to live in bases that they bombed with it just days after they took over. So very, very serious. Jimmy, why do you think the elite just almost seem to love killing even their servants?
Well, they got lots of extras. They got too many in their opinion. This guy, Maurice Strong, and other people are on record as saying we got too many people on Earth. We need to get rid of some, you know. He didn't say exactly that, but the point of the matter is they don't care as long as they make money off of it. And that is the bottom line. If you follow the money, there's been lots and lots and lots of money made off of all of this, and the insurance companies don't want to have to pay off on health hazards. So you have to understand that this thing, it continues. At the Pentagon, remember that one single hole that punched through the nine concrete walls? The reason it did that was because it was full of depleted uranium. Christopher Belin of the American Free Press has done a story on the increased radioactivity around the Pentagon. They even killed their own, Alex. They just don't care.
And again, for those who just joined us, if you don't know what really happened at the Pentagon, you need to research it. Jimmy,
yes.
What specifically are you doing in trying to fund these lawsuits?
Well, I'm still looking for people who are doing it. There are already people who have lawsuits, and I've talked to them, but they're proceeding at their own pace. So I'm advertising the facts. I'm putting legal opinions on the website, and I've told anyone there who's interested to please contact me via email and tell me their story, and we'll see what we can do. I'm looking for a good criminal attorney in New York City who knows how to get the prosecutor to actually act on this case, because he's just sitting on it. And so my focus has been to stir up the criminal side as well as the civil suit side. In other words, by publishing the crimes that were committed here on my website and sending out, we're going to send out that free DVD I was talking to you about. We're going to send one out to everyone in Lower Manhattan, to 100,000 residences closest to the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan, as well as to many of the professionals who work in Manhattan, to try to get them to understand what really happened and how they have been poisoned, and to get them to go down and file charges, criminal charges against all the people involved, because it's all documented. This is a no-brainer case.
And again, Jimmy Walter, you've spent over $3 million exposing 9/11, correct?
I'm over three and a half and still counting.
And now you're going to mail 100,000 free four-hour DVDs out to people in Lower Manhattan.
That's correct.
Boy, that's going to really stir it up, because then they're all going to go and start talking to other people. They're going to show it to folks. They're going to go file criminal charges.
But remember my story. I didn't believe it until I saw the video. And then I'm going around doing print ads. Duh, Jimmy. So, this is cheaper than all of the video ads I ran during the election in New York City. It would be cheaper to send them a DVD free by about 25% cheaper, 25% of the total cost, just to send the DVD. You can't get better bang for your buck than that.
Well, you're doing an incredible thing. Let's take some calls. They're sure to be all over the map. They've been holding forever. Mark and Jason just hung up. I was about to go to them. Let's go to Ron in Michigan. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question about the gentleman who, the reporter who you're talking about in the Washington Times, they're talking about executing him.
Yes.
This reminds me of what is stated in the Patriot Act, how all news gathering is now illegal. So do you think that he's just a good guy to start with?
In Patriot Act, too, that all news gathering can be considered an intelligence operation. And they actually list the law they want to use. It's the sedition laws from 1918 is the particular law that they use here. And they're talking about Cy Hirsch, who exposed the fact that our government is already doing operations in Iran. Well, that's been in the foreign news.
Right.
For a year plus, they've been bombing and strafing and killing Syrians over the border in their country. Imagine if a foreign country was bombing us right now, what we'd do. This is happening. Cy Hirsch has reported on it, and they're so mad about him reporting on the torture, all of it, that they're saying he's an evil traitor. He needs to be executed.
Do you think if that happens, this is the first of many to come if they actually execute
him? Well, it's not going to happen. The point is, this is what they'd like to do. This is because we're hurting them. We're exposing them. They're trying to introduce the idea of torture, introduce the idea of arresting people. The Deputy Attorney General of California 2 years ago, Mr. Calhoun, was in the major newspaper there in Oakland, the Oakland Tribune, saying, we may just ban anti-war protests because anti-war protests aid terrorists because fighting the war aids terrorists. We may arrest you. Of course, they didn't do that. It's a chilling effect. It's meant to, and that's a Democrat doing this, by the way, folks. It's not left or right. It's about the globalist. Jimmy Walters' comments.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I was at a progressive Democratic meeting the other day, and Arianna Huffington got up and said, the reason we lost the election was we didn't have a good enough message, and we played to the independents then rather than anyone else. She did not even mention the election fraud. The Democrats are in on it, in my opinion. Kerry gave up without a fight.
You can't just rig the election unless the candidates are rigged.
Right, and the same thing before. Gore gave up without a fight. I'm fed up with them. They're certainly not fighting for us. So as far as I'm concerned, it's Corporate Party A or Corporate Party B, as Dave Von Kleist likes to call it.
Well, it is, and for listeners out there who think they're conservative, folks, George Bush is not conservative. Doubling the growth rate of government, open borders, gun control, signing on to UNESCO deals. You know, I'm sick of it. But let me just go over this since the caller mentioned it. Well, caller, do you want me to read some of this? Is Ron still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ron, right here. Now, this is an article out of the New American that links over to the Washington Times article. I have both of them in front of me. Headline, should anti-Bush journalists be tried as spies? According to the Washington Times editorial page, Tony Blakely, investigative reporter, Seymour Hirsch should be tried for espionage. Tony Blakely, editorial page editor of the Washington Times, is a walking museum. His syndicated column regularly retells Soviet-style myths of the majesty of the state and its dear leader, thoughtfully published in pedestrian English prose so as to avoid the necessity of translation. In his most recent offering, Commissar Blakely opines the investigative reporter Seymour Hirsch committed espionage by publishing a detailed expose of the Bush administration's plans and preparations for war with Iran. According to Hirsch, the administration has been conducting pre-war covert operations inside Iran. Those operations allegedly are being carried out through the Pentagon rather than the CIA in order to avoid congressional oversight. Citing anonymous defense and intelligence sources, Hirsch predicts that as many as 10 nations might be on the list of possible U.S. targets. Well, PNAC says 63, two down, 61 to go. And then he goes and he quotes him saying, and he gives the U.S. code, Title 18 of United States Code, Section 794, and calls for the execution of Seymour Hirsch. So does that answer your question, Ron?
Yes, it does.
Who was the author of that?
That was Tony Blakely, the former minion of Newt Gingrich.
Tony
Tony.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Stay there, Jimmy. We'll come back. Take more calls.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. You know, collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, Collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm going to get more into this later. If you go to prisonplanet.com and click on yesterday's news, there's a calendar right there. Click on the 23rd. It's the top story on the left-hand side. And should anti-Bush journalists be tried as spies? The New American wrote an article about it. Then you can link through and read the actual article by the chief of staff for Newt Gingrich, his former chief of staff. And he's one of the chiefs now at the Washington Times. He says, federal prosecutors should review the information disclosed by Mr. Hirsch to determine whether or not his conduct falls in the prescribed conduct of the state. If found guilty, the accused faces death or imprisonment for any term of years or for life. Found guilty of treasonous activities by releasing information about the state. Simply talking about what's all over the foreign news. It's all over the place that, I mean, everybody who's informed knows troops have been in Iran, troops have been in Syria for a long time. I mean, they've been all over the news saying they want to go ahead and invade them. Jimmy Walter?
Well, I was just reading the article online as you were talking, Alex. First of all, it says, in time of war. Well, the United States Congress has not declared war, so the statute doesn't apply.
And also, this means like somebody like Benedict Arnold in a battle going and selling out to the enemy. It doesn't mean writing a news report. We have the First Amendment.
He didn't tell them where to find them. They are SEAL teams, and it's not like they're not looking for them anyway. This is not really news, if you want to know it. I mean, if you're in Iranian government and you don't think United States military has been penetrating you with SEAL and commando teams, you deserve to go down to the loony bin yourself. Of course they're doing it. But the fact of the matter that he's bringing this up, as you said something earlier, to scare people from doing something. I don't notice him bringing up the United States Code about Colin Powell lying about what happened, which would be the same thing here. Colin Powell gets up there in front of the UN and gives false information to respect of our position, plans, and the other thing. That would be treasonous under the section.
Listen, I'm no fan of Barbara Boxer, but she got up there a few weeks ago and just said, look, here are your quotes. You say weapons of mass destruction. You say that you never heard of plans to fly planes into buildings. Here's all the actual documents that you have that you signed off on. You didn't tell the truth. And she's like, how dare you say that? How dare you say the sun came up this morning?
Right. Well, it's that indignant anger that everybody says, oh, well, they're indignantly angered. They must be right. But malarkey, these people are best actors.
Well, remember Rumsfeld on Face the Nation going, how dare you say I said he had weapons of mass destruction? I never said that. It's an urban legend. So they started playing clips of him saying it.
Right, I know.
I mean, these people are nuts, folks. They just think that...
Well, you know, they tell they're lying, their lips are moving all the time.
Well, you know, I have a quote here by a White House official of the New York Times. In fact, I want to dig it out later and read it, where he says, we actually make reality now. Because we are the world superpower and the world empire, it doesn't matter what's real to you. We make what's reality. We are the supreme leaders. I mean, this is getting Napoleonic, Hitlerite, cuckoo, where the leaders actually go crazy.
Did you read the inaugural address, Alex? The guy is crazy. He's stark raving mad. And then came a day of fire. And then the last phrase, I forget what it was, about we shall never give up onward and to every country across. The girl is stark raving mad.
No, he's gone over the fruitcake line. He's crossed the Rubicon. Let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, go ahead.
While you're on the issue of 9/11, there's one thing. It's not really related to the dust or anything, but I just want to say that one big thing about 9/11 that was just figured out sort of recently was this thing about a power down on the weekend before where engineers were walking in and out of the towers.
They had whole floors shut down in 7 and mm-hmm. Tower 1 and 2.
What better time to put demolition charges in?
Witnesses saw work crews during the evacuations. They had three evacuations doing things with the columns.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have two questions. These aren't 9/11, but these are sort of important. Now, the problem with trying to get the truth out is a lot of people, including my family, they think that I'm completely ridiculous and nuts. Now, my question is for them and other people to hear this. How exactly do you know all this stuff to be true?
Well, because I spent my life studying it, and this is what I do, and I understand the global plan. So I know what the New World Order's up to, and I read their own documents.
All right, now, the last question, this comes from my brother. He says, what's the point of knowing if they're just going to do this stuff?
You know, stay there. I'll answer the questions, let Jimmy chime in on this on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202. All right, we're going to roll through a few more calls from Eric and Ed, Ross, and John. That'll be it for this hour after we take those calls for our great guest, Jimmy Walter. We'll go to Jimmy here in a few minutes, then I want to try to answer Eric's question. But before we do that, I suggest for your friends and family, Eric, the friends and family that are laughing at you, that you get a copy of my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. We show Nero burn Rome to blame it on the Christians. We show, it's now admitted, that the Maine was blown up in 1898 by William McKinley's Navy to blame it on the Spanish to then get the Philippines and other areas. We then show World War II. It's now admitted they had prior knowledge and tied the ships all up in a line so the Japanese could attack. So help that sneak attack along. Then we have the Gulf of Tonkin. Never happened. We get into Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11. Hijack jets by remote control, crash them, bomb D.C., commit sniper attacks, blame it on foreign enemies. You can tell your dad, Dad, I mean, I'm not a betting man, but tell him put his money where his mouth is. Dad, wager me $10,000. If you want to laugh at me that Operation Northwoods doesn't exist, then it wasn't the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks. But again, that type of stuff is in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Then we get into the World Trade Center, where the FBI admits they cooked the bomb, trained the driver in 93. Oklahoma City admitted government bombing. 9/11. We go through all the evidence, then show you the police state being set up. I mean, give your father Police State 2000 that I made over 4 years ago. And it's even more, quote, entertaining or riveting or scary today. It's everything I claim was going to happen in that film is now mainstream news. Because I go off the federal plans. The globalists know most people aren't out reading federal documents. There's different tiers of information. So get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror, part two of that. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Get Matrix of Evil, where you'll see Congressman Ron Paul talk about people that want world government run the Congress and the White House and how we're going to have a depression and how it's a one world government. Get the videos, give them to your friends and family, because it'll show the documents, the news, the facts. Call toll-free, big discounts running right now on these films, and this is how we fund the radio show and my webmasters and what we do. It supports us, but they're also great films. You're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes of my films. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Take action today. Go to InfoWars.com. Order via the Safe Secure shopping cart. Read about all the different films. The other films I carry, George Humphrey's 9/11 film, 9/11 The Great Illusion, Eric Huffman's 9/11 film and book, Painful Deceptions, Painful Questions. Get them out to people. Or give your friends and family a membership to PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month or even less for a year per month. All right. Going back to Jimmy Walter, to answer your question, Eric, this is important. You ask, you know, they say, well, how do you know? Well, how do they know? I have friends and family that make $200,000 a year. They can tell you all the baseball scores and all the football scores for the past 20 years, but they cannot find Iraq in a map, on a map. They do not know who the Macedonian world conqueror was. They do not know where Adolf Hitler, you know, came to power, how he came to power. They don't know about what an oligarchy is versus a plutocracy versus a republic. And they're shocked when you talk to them. If you're out to dinner with these people, and they're intelligent, but they're not focused on this. It's like you're speaking another language. When you talk to them, they think you're showing off. Because you're involved in the real world. And in world politics, and in what's really interesting, what the real game is that all the elite play. And so, I mean, I've had debates with professors that, and I'm not that smart, folks, but I study this. I'm really into it. I have a passion for it. That's why I'm able to learn so much about it. I talk to professors. I talk to professors of anthropology that don't know as much about anthropology as I know, because I read books about anthropology. To them, it's just a job. You know, we're out playing racquetball all day. It's about learning the minimum. And so your family laughs at you because you know about government-sponsored terrorism. On September 10th, there was an AP article where the Pentagon put out a report and said, we don't need to send troops to Palestine because the Israelis are apt to kill them and blame it on the Palestinians. They're experts at this. You know, there's a Pentagon report saying this, and I'm not saying the Israelis were behind 9/11. I'm just using that as an example. London Guardian, they caught the German government with MI6 creating Nazi groups in Germany in the 60s as an excuse to take the general public's free speech. Okay, does this answer your question, Eric?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been ranting forever. Jimmy Walter comments?
The point is that the people out there are not aware. There's a joke, since you brought this up. Alexander the Great, Napoleon, and Attila the Hun are looking down on modern times. Alexander says, if I only had machine guns, I could have conquered all of India. Attila says, if I'd only had tanks, I could have conquered all of Europe and Africa. Napoleon says, if I'd only had Fox News, no one would have known I lost in Russia. So So that's what we're up against. The media is the problem. Even now, the election fraud never even surfaced nationwide and was up and out as a some sort of unpolite sideshow by the Democrats. And that poor Barbara Boxer is the only woman, who's only person who stood up on the election fraud. And I think whatever her other faults, she should be applauded on this.
And again, folks, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm known more as a conservative. That's the stance I actually take. It's not rhetoric. And it's true. Kerry won Ohio. He won New Mexico. Mr. Blackwell stole the election. They didn't count 400,000 challenge ballots. And there was no discussion. Kerry didn't say a word about it. No discussion. But look, then your family will say, well, I watched this film, and it's all mainstream news and bills and documents. Yeah, it's the back of the news wire that the CIA was running drills of flying hijacked jets into the World Trade Center and Pentagon at 8:30 in the morning. And what they don't tell you in that article is we broke that story here, and they tried to get out ahead of it after we did and take control of it and spin it. So your family says, well, you know, this is in the news. No, there are lots of good AP and Reuters reporters. I've had them tell me, oh, man, this story's true. I want to report it. I have all the facts, but they won't let me run it. Or if they do run it, no newspaper picks it up. See, we go get the stuff you never heard about. Or we go get the PNAC documents where Dick Cheney says we need to have terror attacks to get the people behind our war. You know, we go read Brzezinski's book, The Grand Chessboard, where he says to have a world empire and to keep control of the slaves, he calls us slaves, we've got to have helpful Pearl Harbor event for imperial mobilization. They said, we're going to have terror attacks, and you're going to be our slaves, and we're going to use you to invade the world. That's what a Napoleon or a Hitler does. They grab control of a country and then use it as an engine of empire. Jimmy?
The fact of the matter is that the whole 9/11 was a masterful psychological attack. The two planes that hit downtown took off at at the same time, but they hit just enough distance and time between them so the news trucks could sit there and set up, just like the daggum movie. And then the next attack, so that it was like being in a boxing ring. First they hit you in the head with one, then you're getting a little back, they hit you again, you're getting a little back, they hit you again. Finally, you don't know which way is up. And you start believing whatever they tell you because these are the authorities and we're under attack. So the whole thing has been a tremendous psychological exercise. The reason they used dynamite on the World Trade Towers is because they knew merely hitting them wouldn't be enough of a shock. They had to collapse.
They had to get everybody watching and then see these symbols of American power collapse.
It's just like that movie Washington and or the one with Dustin Hoffman. Both of the movies, it's the tail is wagging the dog here.
Yeah, stop right there. In fact, since you mentioned that, I know we have the clip from A Long Kiss Goodnight, or just type into the search engine, The Long Kiss, and I'm talking to the board op right now, the great, really a producer, he does so much work. Type in The Long Kiss Goodnight, PrisonPlanet.com into Google. The page will pop up, a 1997 movie where they've got him chained down at the bottom of the World Trade Center, and they say, we're going to blow up the World Trade Center. We tried to do it in 93, but it didn't come down, so now we're going to blow it up for martial law and weapons funding. I mean, it's in movies, and the movie mentions the real thing that happened. Did you know I talked to the Lone Gunman / X-Files star, Jimmy?
It's also in the PNAC documents. How much more clear can you be? We need a Pearl Harbor type event.
Well, listen, at my door shows up Dean Haglund a month ago, you know, the star of the X-Files and Lone Gunman. And he says, Alex, I think the CIA planted that. He goes, I know they were planning stuff on us, planning scripts. And when I talked to the writers, they said, yeah, we think this was planted on us 6 months before they shoot it, 3 months before it airs, where the government says we're hijacking a jet to fly to the World Trade Center to declare martial law and invade Afghanistan. So, Jimmy, the question is, why do they throw it in our face on top of it?
Because they are nothing but utter contempt for us. They're laughing at us. They're saying, we don't care, you can't figure it out. If you do, you can't do doodly squat.
Say what, here's that clip from The Long Kiss Goodnight. We'll get a final comment from Eric and speed through these calls. Here's The Long Kiss Goodnight. Here it is, folks.
Fundraiser? 1993. World Trade Center bombing, remember? During the trial, one of the bombers claimed the CIA had advanced knowledge. The diplomat who issued the terrorist visa was CIA. It's not unthinkable they paved the way for the bombing, purely to justify a budget increase.
You're telling me that you're going to fake some terrorist thing just to scare some money out of Congress?
Well, unfortunately, Mr. Hennessy, I have no idea how to fake killing 4,000 people. So we're just going to have to do it for real. Oh, blame it on the Muslims, naturally. Then I get my funding. Good night, old girl. Timothy, I'll be in chopper one.
And, you know, we can't just stop there. I know we've got about 10 clips, but find the specific one on my website. You've actually got it in the computer. Grab the one in the computer from the lone gunman where he explains, why are they hijacking the jet to fly at the World Trade Center? And he explains. Jimmy, they like to flaunt it, don't they?
They do. And I was saying earlier, I think the Democrats are in on it. I was at a progressive Democratic event in Los Angeles over the weekend, and Arianna Huffington got up there, and she said, there are two reasons we lost the election. One, we played to the undecided, and two, our message wasn't good enough. Not a thing about the election fraud. It's like it never happened. It was our fault we lost, not election fraud. They're all in on it, Alex. At this point, I have come over to the other side on this issue with you.
Well, it's the facts. Let's play this lone gunman clip. Here it is.
We know it's a war game scenario, and it has to do with airline counterterrorism. Why is it important enough to kill for?
Because it's no longer a game.
If some terrorist group wants to act out this scenario, why target you for assassination?
Depends on who your terrorists are.
The men who conceived of it in the first place. You're saying our government plans to commit a terrorist act against a domestic airline?
There you go. Indicting the entire government as usual. It's a faction. A small faction.
For what possible gain?
The Cold War's over, John. But with no clear enemy to stockpile against, the arms market's flat. But bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin-pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility and begging to be smart-bombed.
I can't believe it. This is about increasing arms sales.
Mm-hmm.
When?
Tonight.
How are you going to stop them?
That's what it looks like.
What does what look like?
Modem protocol.
Remote access. Somebody on the ground's flying your plane.
Bogey, sir. Keep your course.
I need to know our flight plan.
I'm mapping the data now.
Tell the flight crew, you know, they had a Philips TV ad in 2000 where two F-16s bomb the World Trade Center. They fly over, drop two bombs, and then it goes, Philips, changing your world. Wonder why they do that, Jimmy.
they just have no respect for us. I was reading the Bush's inaugural address. And it just, the guy's raving cred. Like he says, mindful of the consequential times in which we live and determined to fill the oath. Duties are defined not by my words, but by history. And then there came a day of fire. For as long as whole regions of the world simmer resentment and tyranny, ideologies that feed hatred and excuse murder, read Islam, communism, Iraqi freedom fighters, and cross the most defended borders. We can't keep you safe. Be afraid. This guy in his inaugural address is unbelievably. Only
but then, Jimmy, you track who's funding the real Muslim terror groups. It's LCIA to CIA.
We started Bin Laden.
Finish up, Eric, what you were saying.
I now have my dad on the phone with me, and what you're saying before about showing them Road to Tyranny, I like that movie. I believe that, but, like, I was watching it one time, and my brother was in the room, and he said, oh, that's just a bunch of
Yeah, please don't use expletives.
He said that's a bunch of liberal crap to get at gullible people like me.
Yeah, I'm liberal because I'm against Bush wanting to sign the assault weapons ban, and I'm against Alberto Gonzalez, who's for abortion. I mean, I'm not going to sit here. Look, is that your dad right there?
DVD. Won't cost him a dime. Go to my site. If he'll watch that DVD and say it's the same thing, I'll eat my head.
Well, I want to ask his father something. I mean, does Operation... Stay there. We'll come back and talk to your dad. Does Operation Northwoods exist? Does he know about Hitler and the Reichstag? Does he understand problem, reaction, solution? I mean, I'm sorry the real world's scary, but I can't change that. All I can do is fight the evil. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Eric's dad wouldn't come on and defend his ideas, and that's too bad. All we do is cover the facts here on this broadcast. I wish it wasn't true. You know, Jimmy, how do you think somebody like that deals with Operation Northwoods? I mean, we have the government explaining how they want to carry out terror attacks using airplanes, how they want to blame it on enemies, how killing Americans will cause a helpful wave of indignation, anger, that's a quote, And then I've had people argue with me and go, that isn't a real document when it's ABC News, Baltimore Sun. We have the document. The National Security Archives has it posted, Jimmy.
Denial is not just a river in Egypt. These people, you know, they cannot believe their government is that bad, or they feel they can't do anything about it, and they just give up. And
well,
then
they always say something this big, you couldn't cover it up, you couldn't hide it. They haven't. It's an orgy of evidence. It's sloppily done.
They won't look at it, and the mainstream media doesn't touch it.
Well, they call you a conspiracy theorist and attack you for an hour on CNN. Then they have a poll, and 90% say the government's involved.
Right, and then they quickly take that poll off the Internet.
Yeah, so we're all a bunch of kooks here.
Well, take a look at New York City. 66% of New Yorkers want the investigation reopened, and the New York Times would not print the poll results.
The
I had to buy a full-page ad to get the poll results in the New York Times.
Let's take a call here. Let's talk to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on the air with our guest, Jimmy Walters.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Jimmy. Hey, thanks very much for getting the word out. And that was just very admirable of you to, you know, put out that monetary value to get the word out. And I really appreciate that. And
Jimmy Walters, the real deal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But I'd like to know, where are those guys, those firefighters that were talking about how they... they heard that they just ducked and ran and heard these explosions
going
on.
Well, I've got them all on video and I've got them in the news, but I've called them at home and they go, Mr. Jones, I'm aware of your work. I love my family.
Yeah.
I've been told not to talk to you. In fact, they were ordered by Bloomberg that they would be fired if they did, and a national security order was put in. Jimmy?
The same thing. Dave von Kleist, other people like him have tried to get these firefighters on the show.
At the last minute,
they always cancel out.
You know, Anthony Hilder had that same thing. He was talking about how they how that FEMA director was that. You have it on tape too, right, Alex? That FEMA guy.
Well, he said they were there the night before, and then that was denied by the government. Then Giuliani slipped up. See, these guys are human beings. They make and goes, oh yeah, we were having a drill that morning. Luckily, of Tripod 2, and had moved the emergency center out of Building 7. Luckily, the night before.
Well, their fait accompli was carried out with meticulous, like a fine tooth tool. And they brought it to a point where people are just they're so complacent now that they just take it for fact.
Whatever they say. Some so-called leaders of the 9/11 movement have been telling us, "Give up, you can't win. There's nothing you can do."
Oh, man.
That is a bunch of garbage. We are winning, Jimmy.
I'm with you, Alex. And even if we're not, as they said in the last chapter of Lord of the Rings, we cannot win, but we will fight nonetheless. I'm not going to give up this country to these thugs, to these terrorists, the real terrorists, without a fight. And we are getting the word out, and the people I've gotten people said, no way. And you get them to watch that video, and they say, oh, my God.
Well, Jimmy, it is so surreal for me to watch the people who were behind 9/11 stand there at Ground Zero, act like our saviors, knowing they're getting rid of our Bill of Rights, knowing they're lying about everything, knowing these are cold-blooded, psychopathic killers, and they have to be on top of it. It's not like it's just some killer that murdered and got away and we don't know where they're at. They have to stand up there in front of us. It's sick.
Unbelievable.
That they have no conscience at all. It's a game. I mean, why is no senator, why is no representative other than Mark Dayton stepped up to the plate on this? And what has happened to Mark Dayton? I haven't heard about him. Have they killed him yet?
Unbelievable. Thanks for the call. Jimmy Walter, fire out your website for folks.
Reopen911.org. Go there. The bottom of the page is the link for a free DVD over 4 hours on this, including Alex Jones stuff.
Tell you what, just stay there. Well, a little bit longer.